question that you're putting out there is not strictly with us. We're not the only people saying a lot of the things we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
This type of information is coming out in all different places. David Icke is another example of someone who's come to this a lot of the same conclusions. He's from England.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seen it from a different perspective, but it's the same characters. It's the same people who are trying to use the UN as a vehicle to create this new world order that we've all heard about. This is one world government. Examples of this is our military has been placed under UN control and the Gulf War and all these other things. This is directly contradictory to our republic and our constitution. These are major problems of sovereignty of our country that have been given away. And nobody's talking about it. It's as if it's like, well, it's okay, you know, the president said it was fine, so let's just go ahead and give away our control of our military to the UN, a foreign body, you know, which has nothing to do with our country. These are the types of things that a lot of people are saying now, and they're very important to everybody. You know, it should be front page news. Unfortunately, most of the mass media, particularly the national programs, their job is to protect the current power structure and not to criticize it in any important way, only in little, small, little details that don't matter.
I'd like to make a statement before we begin. Number one, I've got a real chest problem. We did talk a lot yesterday. I wear glasses not because they are magic or anything, or because we're entertaining. It's that I do hours and hours a day of typing at the computer. And when the commander is speaking, I'm pretty much deadheaded. And therefore, my eyes are focusing right out through my eyelids. And after a while, the light just really bothers them. So I have to wear glasses. I just need to wear them. But I want you to understand before we start that it doesn't have anything to do with these glasses. They are also bifocals, and they're the only ones that I have right now that aren't broken to read with. So, are you recording this also? Would you date the tape or do something with it? Because it'll take me just a minute.
Today is Thursday, April the 8th, 1987. Oh, I'm sorry, Tuesday. Sorry. That's what happens when you look at your watch with glasses and you have to take them off to see. We're having a meeting with representatives from Channel 29, WBAK in Bakersfield, California.
Present and accounted for. First, I need to identify myself. This is simply my translator. I will use the same example that I always use. If your speaker speaks Russian and you only speak English, there is no understanding. I have a radio frequency, and you people in the media, especially your Miles, could verify this. When I speak with her, I speak on a frequency that is equivalent to your weather bands. So there is nothing mystical about this kind of communication any more than you find radio or television mystical. Ones want to know, well, why would I not appear in physical form? I think you know the answer to that. If I appeared in physical form everybody from all continents would be over here squeezed into this room. And already, just what has happened, out of an absolute effort for 9 years, going on 10 years, to maintain privacy, it has all been blown in less than 15 minutes. Nobody here wants attention. I am Giorgos Seris Hatton. That is G-Y-E-O-R-G-O-S. It is Greek pronunciation, Giorgos. Seris, C-E-R-E-S. That is representative of the mother-father aspect of higher or human, higher universal man. Hatton, H-A-T-O-N-N. No two T's. My name is pronounced Aton. The H is a silent sound. It is a breath. And I'm not going to explain Aton. I'm going to ask you to go look up Akhenaten and the one light, the one source. Man is universal oneness with God Creator. And the first monotheistic attitudes came out of Egypt through Pharaoh Akhenaten, as there is only one overall creator light. And the emblem, of course, became what is known as the central sun. But forget it, it only recognizes light. God is light. He's not white, he's not black, he's not brown. He is a compilation of every color, frequency, tone within the universe. And all things in the universe, you have heard it described as being electric. Everything, every nerve, every tone in the universe has a frequency assigned to it. And to get into a major discussion at this moment on tones and frequencies and octaves and light, I feel is not suitable. You want to know what might be my reason for being here. And yesterday, after the fact, after I was no longer speaking, they want to know why she was chosen. Well, they asked this before. Why not her? And when one say, well, why would you do this? Why not you? Anyone who is going to sit or stand before me and argue and debate that you already have a perfect world and you already have enough religions, you're both blind, deaf, and dumb. You have too many religions and not any truth. You don't need intermediaries. You don't need rabbis with little beanies. And you don't need popes with great hats. You don't need a preacher on the stand to take up money for you to be exposed to God. And when you want to know and break down differences in cults, this is the largest cult I have ever seen. Of one person. She speaks for no one else. She asks nothing of anyone else except to serve in honor and integrity and not change the translation of what I ask her to say or write. And to this moment, including the ones you interviewed who came here claiming, I have finally found it. Well, this one never lost it. Life is a very practical expression of God's thought made manifest. And all your actions, because every human man, woman, or child is birthed knowing right from wrong. This is not cult doctrine. This is God truth. And when you want to know why would anyone want to stop God truth, I think you better go look and see why. Every politician, every criminal, every moneymaker, everybody wants to stop God's truth. Because if you come up with a world that acts according to God's truth, you don't have any of these other problems, do you? You don't need police departments. If you just came up with common law, you would not need lawyers. If you as a business got your act together and learned how to incorporate in Nevada, you wouldn't need lawyers or accountants. Well, nobody's going to run themselves out of business. And truth is not what your audience wants to hear. They would far rather hear that a cult in Tehachapi is now suggesting everybody in Tehachapi commit suicide. Well, I'm going to set that one straight right now. Suicide is murder. Now, if you want to murder yourself, you go right ahead and do it. But I'm here to tell you that those murders that took place in San Diego were exactly that. They were murders. They were killed with plastic sacks over their head. And I think that you should have someone here, Miles, Rusty, you, somebody here to listen to David Icke on Sunday afternoon. And to hear Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips talking about MK Ultra and Delta Force, who can come in and did go in and wipe out Jonestown and Guyana. That was not a cult suicide. Every one of those people had bullet holes in them. And it was all over CIA and a Russian base on one side and CIA US on the other. I'm going to tell you simply how you can discern, because I'm going to tell you exactly what I represent. I am head of the host of God, who were told to you through the generations of time would be sent so that man could come back into some knowledge of his relationship with God, because I am not interested in anything else. There will be a survival of the remnant. There must be a remnant. Because you people are capable of pulverizing your earth as we sit here today. And nobody can live through that. And ridicule whatever you want to do about photon belts and radiation belts. I'm telling you again now, if that radiation belt, that Van Allen belt, is ignited through your pulse beam systems and your light phasers, you're going to have at least 3 days of pure hell. And it will burn out your eyes. And if you don't believe that to be true, that possibly you might need to protect those eyes. They have weapons now, both in the United States and all over this world, that or weapons that can be carried by one man, and it can blind an entire oncoming army. And it was staged to be used in the last Gulf encounter. This is serious time. Whether or not you believe I am real matters not the least to me. We don't have a group. My job is to write, to dictate, to write, to call attention in some effort to cause you people who seem to sleep on and on and on and on, because that's what you are. You are beings manifest to live throughout each day and whatever experience is yours. But every one of God's laws and commandments were broken in San Diego. From thou shalt not kill, and I'm going to go on record this moment, killing is also abortion. If you do that, and if you choose to do that, that is your business. I'm just telling you what it is. When life is conceived, under any circumstance, it is life. When life is removed, it is called death. And one spout, woman's choice. Woman had a choice before she laid down and got pregnant. There is the responsibility of choice. So when ones urge me to say, well, what is truth? Truth is something man doesn't want to hear because it requires responsible response. It means responsibility. And it means taking responsibility, and if you fail to take it before, you take it after the fact. But that is not my business. That is something you answer to God, and frankly, nobody else. They may haul you into court, and you may get sanctioned or imprisoned for something, but that means nothing either. Because the real you of you is your soul essence, this energy that once departed from a body, the body decays. It reverts into its various energy components. Matter is never destroyed. Matter is simply converted back into its energy components, its elemental particulate. You are held together as a body by compression. If you cut open your body, your guts fall out. Your blood spills out. But it doesn't fall down because of radioactivity or radiomagnetism or gravity. It falls down because every element in the universe seeks its own weight and density. And you must admit the earth is more dense than your body, and that allows you to function on the surface of the earth without becoming it. If you rip yourself open, everything falls down except the gases. And they ascend. Because air and gases, most of the gases, some of them are not, but gases usually are lighter than air. Now that's not difficult and it's not mystical. It is purely physics. So they started with murdering themselves in San Diego. And then one of the greater of God's commandments is not to put up anybody else or any other thing as an idol to be worshipped or followed. I believe it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And look what trouble it gets you into. If you choose up a guru and you worship the guru and you put aside all reason and logic and you go with some nitwit, you're going to get deaded, aren't you? He didn't make a good God, did this Apple White? Well, not only do we not want anybody following any lesser God, we wanted to leave this poor woman alone.
Commander, Channel 29 only has about 10 minutes left, and I think they want to ask some questions.
I'm going to finish the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Linthal.
You're welcome.
You see, I really don't intimidate everybody either. That becomes the second biggest laugh in this room. They didn't honor their parents. Can you imagine what their parents feel with death of their loved one for such foolishness? They didn't even honor their neighbors. look what happened in their community. And then look what happened to the property values of the very man they had said, we will never have more than 7 contractual agreement. And I believe there were 39 bodies. The man's property value vanished. But you better pay attention. They're going to tear that house down so that all evidence will be lost. And then you can refer back to Waco. You can refer to the Murrow building, and you're coming up on April 19th again, and I'm telling you, watch what happens. They want to lump all of you in cults so that anybody who believes in truth and God and absolutely knows the government is sick can be taken out, and then they can come on the air and, well, they did it themselves. Do you suppose those babies in Waco literally agreed to commit suicide and burn themselves to death? The FBI and BATF burned them to death. You're going to find that the FBI was totally involved in the Murrah building bombing. There are 13 levels of quarters and tunneling underneath that Murrah building. They had to tear it down. And too many people in that city knew what was housed there. Records of MK Ultra are housed there in that underground area. And people you should talk to are like Janet over here on the side. Why would they plaster Mrs. Ecker's picture all over a cult program which was asked not to have her picture taken ever, and that's years ago from her daughter's wedding. And she was not even able to stand with her children at the wedding. Other cult members supplied it, did you hear, on Extra. Speak to Janet on Christmas Day of this year. 4 people, of which one was Mrs. Ecker and Mr. Ecker, went to Ridgecrest to dinner. Coming back, Janet was in the god-awfulest motor accident you have ever witnessed. You should see a picture of the car. And the car was burning, and Mrs. Ecker and Mr. Ecker and their 2 other people went to that burning car, got the flames out, and before the day was over, saved Janet's life and her 2 babies. Why doesn't that get written up? That was inspirational. So now I would accept your question.
Commander, where did you come from and where are you now?
I'm right where I come from. I come from the area of the central sun, which is an energy dimension. When our operation got to the point where we had to become a little bit more physically oriented, because in our dimension there is no time, no space. And if you listen to me logically, just briefly, you will understand that your life moves along much like a motion picture. And the split second, something has happened, it's done, it's over, it's only a memory. Therefore, if you look very carefully at your life flow, there truly is no promise of a future. You can perceive a possible future, but you really have no time element to connect that except what you have developed as a clock. Life is a sequence of events. So, with that in mind, my last stopping place, because of what I'm doing now, was in the constellation of Pleiades. You're going to find Pleiadians, especially from the planet Terra, or your twin, or your the most physically, emotionally, and planetarily like you. I am not going to sit up here and give you the 3-hour lecture so you can relax on illusion versus reality. The reality of existence is your soul essence or energy form, which is the you of you. You can change his body all you want to, but as long as this energy essence is the same, you are the same. And it is the energy that gives you life. So let us say that my last stopping off practical experience was in Pleiades, because most of the really integrating brotherhood out there are not 100-foot aliens. They're not Goliaths. They're not 3-foot gray aliens, although you have a bunch of gray aliens not only cloned on your place, like Molly the sheep, but you have crossbreeds. And the most of the alien experiments that have been productive of man, most nearly in that form, are expressed in persons like Yitzhak Rabin. Short, grayish, pale, very, very easily identified. The Pleiadians are more like you. From Era, they're a bit taller than you, generally speaking. And that's where I am from.
That'd be Yitzhak Shamir, I believe, Commander.
Oh, I said Rabin. I apologize. I hope you don't consider that an open lie.
What about the crystal? Is there a crystal I've heard about?
Yes, yes. But it is not to communicate with this brain. There is a massive crystal, and it is located, but a little bit farther behind, just the very ragged edge of, you might identify better with Miles Muzio's house, because he's right across the street from the Eckers. That crystal comes up to that edge, and it is just under 3 miles in diameter. Now, you have to remember that a crystal is not just one big chunk of something. A crystal, in its natural form, will produce itself, and all I can really use is a common comparison would be a chrysanthemum blossom. A crystal will put out many, many crystals from this root. It is a very large cobalt blue crystal, and it is utilized for navigation and communication, but not with individual brains. It is a central navigation source for galactic purposes and for just simple navigation or homing. But it also is utilized in this area as a bounce-off crystal, because we have a lot of agreements. And one is that these crystals will not be fractured. So we do, yes indeed we do, have a plasmic, which is energy, shield cradling that crystal. So that, yes indeed, if an earthquake comes that is so strong that it might fracture that crystal, we can separate it and hold it in security, separated from whatever's happening around it. Your military, your government, and I wouldn't quote me on the air with this, but you're going to find it to be true. Your government has given away all these bases that you've closed down, and China now operates a lot of things out here in this area right now as we speak. Underground, there are massive tunneling systems. There are transportation tunnels that move. Well, actually, it isn't even a monorail. It's cushioned air. And you can traverse this United States in nothing, flat. Technology on your place is that great. You just are not allowed to be aware of it. Under China Lake, and keep in mind what I said about China, under China Lake, there are at least 80 stories down, a multitude of technical centers and nerve centers, and there are tunnels that empty out into Long Beach Harbor there at your naval shipyards and your naval base that China's taking over, they also, keep in mind the name, China Lake Naval Base will become a part of that complex. They can float small ships and submarines all the way from Long Beach underground into China Lake. There is a massive tunneling system between Edwards, Northrop, and China Lake. Los Angeles, the entire freeway system is sinking about 3 inches a year because so much tunneling has taken place underneath Los Angeles, and all the weight of this massive, massive city crammed in there together. When you have the big one, and when I'm talking about the big one, I am not talking about an 8.2 like your geologists promise you. I am talking something off the scale. Will Los Angeles fall into the ocean? No. It will be sucked into the ocean because the tectonic plates of the Pacific plate ramming under the North American plate and moving northward will cause tremendous pull. Will it take everything to the San Andreas Fault? No, I don't believe so. Will it all go at once the full length of the San Andreas Fault? I don't know. But it's going to be a serious day when the big one comes. You're also going to find over a period of time, and they let it slip, there are cobalt bombs placed in those fault lines. Now, why would they do that? Is it to get control of you? Partially. But if, and these are laid by these really, these are experts knowing what they're doing. And let us say you're in the midst of an earthquake. They can blow any one of those bombs and put the thrust toward what is already in a people, and that might save the rest of it. But guess what they've done? You are, and I don't even want to talk about what communism means. You're already controlled. And at the base of every large dam is at least one cobalt-based bomb. And if your government from one satellite wanted to do so, they could detonate every one of them at once. Now, that's how serious things are. And this is not the sort of thing that we have any desire to go about the world touting, but it is something that we, of responsibility here, must either put to paper, because that is the historical records of what happened here. Now, let us talk briefly just about prophecies and what is apt to happen. If you do not change, you will go along with whatever the prophecies have been touted to be, simply because you don't know anything else. You will read the script and you will play the role and you will meet your demise. That's very foolish, because you as human beings, the most perfect of God's creations, free will, thought, logic, and reason, have a choice to make. You don't have to do that. You have to accept the power that is within you as a God thought fragment and change the end of this play. That's what we're about. Force is not of God. It is not my business what any individual does or any individual nation. We're not here to be on one side or the other. We are sent to ensure that a remnant makes it through and to warn you. And ones want to know what Hale-Bopp is? It is nothing. It is a warning, a reminder to you that a bigger one is headed your way if you don't decide to change it. That's all. And some stupid space cadets would not be riding in the wake of that comet. Now, if you really want a view of the comet, I would love to share with you some evening on a clear night and show you where space ships are strobing their rainbow lights at you to acknowledge God is in his heavens, nothing's right on your world. Open your eyes, babies. You've come a long way. If you will focus just below Hale Bopp, you can't see it in its beauty if you just look at it. Because if you look at it, you are looking with what are called the cones of your eyeball, and you cannot absorb it. The light frequency is incorrect. Look below it, and you will see this large, massive tail. You will be able to discern the color blue of the gaseous trail. And then a separation and a large orange golden trail. I won't take time here to explain why those colors are there or where they are emitting from. I'm just going to tell you that now, if you simply focus, let us say to the west, wherever you are, to the west, about the level of Hale Bopp. This evening is a good example because they're almost squared away. Over out of the corner, reflecting on the rods of your peripheral vision, you will see a cluster of stars. When you try to look at them, you'll be able to see that they're there, but they're very faint. That's Pleiades. If you focus your vision right between the two, you will see both. And yes, indeed. There are craft, unidentified flying objects, as I said yesterday, is a totally foolish statement. Anything flying out of Edwards, if you walked out there, you would not be able to identify it. So the whole term is foolish. Are there aliens? Well, if somebody comes from France and over here, he's an alien. Especially if he tries to get past your border. So let's not be silly. Let's not limit God. If God is capable of creating you, what makes you so smug? And if you want to believe that other planets are having to come to you on Earth to save themselves, oh my goodness, think again. Why would any reasoning people with the capability and technology to thought transfer or even travel through the cosmos to you, they are not imbeciles like little E.T. And that's what we are, your older brothers. And it isn't the message people want to hear. And it has nothing to do with the businesses. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Man builds businesses. God builds truth. Any other questions? I thank you for being wise enough and gracious enough to have made this passage over here to visit. I truly mean that. You did your job, but you took an extra step, and I thank you for that. And I'm going to ask that anytime there is anything interesting taking place here, as there will be very, very quickly now, and some most interesting people, you don't have to go report it. You need to hear it. You need to hear David Icke. He is a professional journalism major. He was into football, baseball, and then he couldn't do that longer. So he's a television personality. and he's one of you. You need to hear Kathy and Mark. You just need to know these things. And I appreciate your coming, and I'm sure that everyone here does also. And I will take my leave so that you may. I salute you for doing a good job, and I bid you salute.
Carol, are you aware of David Icke?
I think his name is Mark.
We appreciate your presence.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.